Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to Tantra Cafe, a program for spiritual enlightenment. And you're listening. Also, this comes to you live from bbsradio.com. And, you know, in case you're listening and you just want to call in, I'm trying to find the call-in numbers now. Just give me a minute. But anyway, I want to say this is going to be a really different show for me. Because this is my final show, my farewell show at bbsradio.com. Here's the numbers. Let me give you the numbers first. You can call in at 888-228-4494 in the U.S. or Canada. That's 888-228-4494. Or worldwide, 877-489-6350. Anyway, yeah, this is my farewell show on bbsradio.com. I'm moving to another station, and I'm thinking that I'm growing because I'm going to get a chance to be coached, and they're also going to be driving 40 terrestrial stations to my show because there are 40 stations attached to this internet station. I can't tell you the station right now. I will through internet, but, and you know, who knows, maybe I'll make it to regular radio, like terrestrial radio. That's really what I'm going for. I'm going to expand myself and increase my chances of, you know, getting the message of Tantra out to people who, like, listen to the radio in their cars, you know, when they're driving places and stuff. So basically that's, you know, it's with excitement and sadness that I have loved my year and a half with BBS Radio. I adore my station producer, the owner of the station, Don. I love Seth, my technicians. And, you know, I guess I want to hear from them. And then I thought I would also share some highlights from previous shows and talk a little bit about what I teach in Tantra. Since I have no guests tonight, unless you call in, I don't really, you know, I'm going to fill up my whole time with me, which that's kind of rare. Normally I'm talking to other people and asking them how they got into Tantra and what they're doing. So it's going to be a little different bit of a show this evening. So I don't know, Don, is Don around? Can Don get on the show right now, or Seth? Don. I don't. Thank you.
Please don't be doing that. Oh, come on, Lori. We'll do whatever you want. I promise you. Well, almost.
Well, almost anything I want, yeah. Well,
almost everything, not anything, everything.
That's so sweet of you. You know, well, I'm open to discussing it with you. I really am. We talked a little bit earlier today, and I'm very stirred and moved. By you, as always, for anyone listening out there, if they want to have a radio show, they couldn't get a better place to launch themselves than with you.
Oh, I love you. Thank you. Lori, what makes it so special is your attitude, and not just your show, because your show is awesome, but your attitude about life, work, love, relationships, friends, partners. I just love everything about you. And if we didn't have your show, I honestly would be at a loss. The whole network would be at a loss.
Wow, that's really so moving. I so appreciate you. Like I a couple of tears are in my eyes because starting to come down.
Well, I feel very strongly about you, Lori. Always have. It's just who you are. You've done it to me. And I think
you do that
to everybody you meet. I feel you do, because, you know, a magnetic personality tends to win everybody over, and you've done that with your crowd, with everyone here at the network. So,
thanks, Don. Well, I love you so much. I really honor you. I honor you. You know, one of my biggest things in life, which, by the way, it's in my it's in my book and it's in my teachings, is when people give their word to something and then they keep it. You know, they actually, like, live their talk. They walk the talk as opposed to just speaking, you know, out the side of their mouth. And the thing that I've appreciated the most about you, you know, above and beyond your lovely, you know, how much you care for me and how wonderful you are to work with, what I really appreciate with you is you keeping your word to me at all times, whether we were doing a pre-record, whether we needed to talk at a certain time, whether we needed to splice this in or that in. I mean, you're so easy for me to love and to work with, to have a professional relationship with. It just, you feel like family.
Thank you. Wow. Laurie, thank you. Thank you so much. I mean, I feel that way completely. And I mean, again, whatever you want, just give me a call. Let me do my little dance and pony show to win you back, win you over. And don't go anywhere, okay, sweetheart? Please.
Thanks, Don. Thank you so much. I love you. And
I love you, too.
And we'll talk. We will talk about it. I think there's a way that we can have it all.
Thank you. I think so, too.
I've been creatively thinking since we talked earlier. So
you're awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I mean it. Everybody, anyone listening, anyone calling in, if you want to launch a radio show, you should definitely get in touch with bbsradio.com. Don is amazing. Seth is amazing. And the whole rest of the crew. So thank you. Thank you.
Is there anything I can do to get you to stay?
Is this Seth?
It might be, yeah.
Seth, where are you? Oh, you're coming in already, huh?
I just, Laurie, we love your show here. I would hate to not work with you.
Hey, have you learned anything from my show?
Yes.
Is it anything that you two are practicing at home with your wives?
You know, I'll tell you. Not a lot of shows get you talking and get you thinking at the same time and get you moving. So, and yours gets us excited too. So. I've been wanting to go to a few of your workshops.
Yeah, I meant to say that to you. That would be my greatest honor. That the next time I'm doing a course. By the way, the next time I'm doing a course in Phoenix, which is the closest one to you, is November 15, 2009.
Wow.
And it would be my honor to have you down here.
Oh, gosh, thank you. Thank you.
And you could stay here. You could stay with me. So I'm just letting you know I would love to have you in my Tantra Bliss course.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thanks so much. And Seth, you know, you're the best. I've had so much fun with you as my technician and my, you know, it's not only just a matter of keeping your word, but it's also that my guests and the callers when they call in and when somebody's my guest and you have to get them, you know, find them somewhere in the world, they feel so honored by you.
Oh, thank you. I try to treat everyone with respect.
Well, and it comes across. And the other thing I really acknowledge you for is doing some of the pieces on my commercial. Like, thanks so much for being the serious radio voice.
Well, that's just flat fun.
On my commercial. So listen, you two, I'm taking seriously our conversation earlier, and I'm going to find a way to have it all.
I love you. I love you. I'll be here, and I'll be waiting for your call. And thank you. Thank you.
Laurie, I love you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Well, let's move on with the show.
Well, before I let you go, you have a couple callers online.
I do. Let's see. Who do we have tonight? Who's on?
Well, I know we have Michelle with us and one caller whose name I didn't catch.
Oh, okay. Well, should we have Michelle? Can you put them both in? Seth? Hello? Hello? Well, I'll just talk until we get the callers in. Let's see. So I wanted to talk a little bit about some things, you know, like some highlights from my shows, and I wanted to share some things about how I teach Tantra. I want to give you something to take away tonight, you know, some of meditation. And I want to remind you about some of my products and some ways that you can keep up with me and find out, you know, where I'm going, if I'm going to another radio station or if I'm staying or if I'm doing both. So how you can find out. Of course, you can follow me on Facebook or Twitter. You just follow Laurie Hamlers, and you can find me on Facebook or Twitter. I don't know, maybe you look up Butterfly Workshops. But anyway, those are the ways to follow me. Okay, are the callers on? Michelle, are you there?
I'm here, Laurie. Can you hear me?
I can hear you good, yeah. And who else is on?
Krishna.
Woohoo! I got Michelle and Krishna.
Woo!
It doesn't get any better than that. So, let's see. Okay, well, you've both been guests on my show before. Michelle, you've been a guest, long-standing guest on my show. Krishna, you've been on my show and you've called in before. So, you know, what do you, Michelle, what do you want to say? You know, what would you want to share about anything you've learned from the show or anything that you think the show contributes, you know, anything or something about Tantra that you think people ought to know that's coming from this?
Okay. Well, first of all, about your show in particular, it has been the clearest and most in-depth and fun conversations that I've ever heard on the radio. Tantra is about the fun and about the enjoyment, and the people you've had on have been inspirational and educational in a really great way, and you just make it so much fun. So I just want to acknowledge that part of your talent, that you can bring out the best in people always so that your listeners really get the most out of the time they spend with you at Tantra Cafe. And there's always a really great takeout. Takeaway. So
yeah.
That's been really good. And so I've enjoyed that. I love being on your show. I love talking to you, even when we're not on the radio. We talk every day, so come on, you know.
In case you're listening and just tuned in, you're listening to Tantra Cafe. This is Laurie Handlers, your host. And this was supposed to be my farewell show. I was leaving VBSRadio.com. to go to another station for my own personal growth and development, you know, kind of like an opportunity to leap, take a quantum leap. But now, as some of you might have heard, my station owner and my technician have just come on and said they want to work with me to keep me on their platform as well. So it doesn't get any better than that. I'm so honored. And Michelle works with me. That's Michelle Wortman. She works with me, she teaches Tantra with me, and she's been a guest many times on the show. You just reminded me, Michelle, when you said about takeout, Tantra takeout, some of the things the most common thing that people have said is their preferred practice. Whenever I have couples on the show or whatever, they say that eye gazing is their favorite practice. And so it is. Eye gazing into another's left eye and breathing together and finding a way to, you know, really connect to the soul in there inside the being, especially through the eyes. And then I'm reminded of the takeout section with Krishna, who's on the line right now. Krishna, when you were on, you taught people how to eat a strawberry. So, anything you want to say about that?
Well, it really comes back to the essence of your show is it's fun and engaging. Taking people into the experience of how to have Tantra be something that is something that you take into your life. Not just something that is some esoteric thing out there, but something that is practical and something that you're playing with all the time.
Yeah, it really is. Thanks for pointing that out. You know, so many people think that Tantra is it's so esoteric, it's so ancient, it's so kinky, whatever they think. And then to come to find out that it's really something that you can take into your everyday life, like eating a strawberry, getting to the essence of the seeds in the strawberry, eating it so slowly. Well, I think you said you eat it slowly until it really changes into liquid in your mouth. I remember somebody wrote an email, someone listening to the show wrote an email after your show saying that she was going to take that strawberry thing into her sessions with her clients, with her private tantra clients. So I know that someone, at least one person, found it totally instructional. So I'm really grateful that you called in, for this show. I'm thinking it's my farewell show. I'm going to go out, with a blast, and now maybe I'm not going out. Maybe I'm just going in deeper. Isn't that tantric? Michelle, anything else you want to say? Anything you want to say, leave listeners with, let them know? Or we can just, talk, or Krishna, anything else you're wanting to say? Listen to this. I just got an email that says, one practice I do now, the strawberry bit. Now that comes right from Seth, who's my technician, who helps me, who records this show for me. Somebody else is writing to me on Skype now. I wonder if he's listening to the show. Let's see. I just got to write him and say on radio now. Maybe he wants to come on. I'll give him the call-in numbers from worldwide. He's in Argentina, the person who's writing to me. So, let me go. You two, if you want to stay on, fine. If you don't comment on anything, that's fine. And if not, I'm just gonna go on and we'll see if others call in. If you don't have anything to say, you can go off. Whatever you like. I wanted to share some highlights from previous shows, and certainly Krishna, your strawberry thing was one of them. There are some others for sure. The first show that comes to mind that I just adored was the show that I did with Om Rupani about longing for Osho. We did a lot of quotes about from Osho, and we talked about Osho practices, many of which I use in my courses. And just so people get familiar, like Osho was a kind of a guru person who lived till 1990, and he believed that Westerners couldn't really quiet their mind. So he would get people into something like chaotic meditation, like whirling or dancing for so long until people were dizzy. And then he would say, lay down on the ground and just be quiet. And it's an amazing thing that happens when one does an Osho meditation, spinning, let's say, for 45 minutes. And then laying flat down on the ground, either on a rug or a wooden floor or a cushion or something, but laying down. After 45 minutes of spinning, like, it's impossible to have thoughts. Like, the mind just shuts down, and that's true meditation. Like, being able to be free of the monkey mind. So that was an amazing show that I did. That was in June of 2008. And Krishna, I did my show with you right after that, and that was about... that was a lot about sensuality and the difference between yoga and tantra. And that strawberry thing that will just go down in history as a highlight for all the shows. And when I change stations or whatever, I'm going to redo all my shows and have my guests back and have new and different guests and like that. So be prepared, everybody, to come on and do some more work. Let's see. Of course, there was an amazing show I did with Barbara Corrales about BDSM and Tantra in non-straight communities. Boy, did I learn a lot on that show. Barbara Corrales talked about ritual... Who's laughing? Who is that, Krishna?
Yeah.
Yeah, I learned so much. Did you listen to that show? I learned so much on that show about ritualistic... things like piercings and paddlings and some pain that people could do in a sacred way. And, You know, Barbara's like a pioneer in those areas, in the area of non-straight sexuality where it comes to Tantra. And after that show, it's very funny because my dear friend in England, Kavita Ray, came on the show soon thereafter. And Kavita talked a little bit about bondage, you know, as a turn-on for her. And she made it seem also, she's British, you know, so she made it seem also straight and proper that one get tied up and paddled. I did a show with Steve Otero just recently. My last show was with Steve. And, wow, he said some things I'm not even going to repeat on the air. He said a few things that would make even some tantrics blush about scenes that he's been to. But it's all fun. It's all for the learning. And it's all for the expansion. You know, Tantra literally means to expand through awareness, to weave body, mind, and spirit. So, you two, anytime you want to jump in, you know, you can jump in. Who's that?
This is Michelle. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can.
Oh, okay. Would you refresh people's memory about the really great interview with Sherry Winston?
Yeah, Sherry Winston, you know, I'm going to just say Sherry Winston is an amazing, you know, first of all, she was a nurse, she was a massage therapist, she's a midwife, and Sherry Winston, she really knows the anatomy, she knows the anatomy of the human body better than doctors, she knows the anatomy of the human body better than anatomy books. Better than Grey's Anatomy, which is, you know, that same, now it's the TV show. Sherry Winston, she knows how to teach people with almost no slant on it, no slime on it, no, like the most comfortable way of speaking. She knows how to teach people sexual technique for pleasure. And she's right, she's actually, she's got an anatomy book that she's going to publish. If she hasn't published it yet, she's going to publish it soon. That actually has the clitoris in the drawing. Like, oh my God! What, you know, no anatomy books have that. She also talks about, I mean, her pet peeve is that if you're learning anatomy and you see a picture of, you know, a man's crotch, or you see a picture of a woman's crotch, like you have a full frontal drawing of what the yoni, which is the Sanskrit word for vagina, or the lingam, which is the Sanskrit word for penis. There are things missing. There are things left out. There's no picture of the man's prostate gland. There's no, I'm starting to hiccup. Can you imagine? I'm on the air and I'm starting to hiccup. There's no picture of the clitoris. And all these spread legs, you know, visions of like hair with lips, labia, and all these things look like perfect. And if you or I, Michelle, you or I, or Krishna, you for the man, look in the mirror at your private parts, yours don't look like they look in the book.
Right.
You know, you might have, like, dangly lip or, you know, one-sided testicles. So Sherry Winston's biggest thing is that, you know, we have to get people into the normal range of looking at genitals, many different genitals, seeing what they look like, and actually bringing the doctors and the artists who make anatomy books into the integrity of showing what's really there. Thanks for asking that, Michelle. That's great. It's really, really, really great. Yeah. You know, I love my show with Jeff DeLone too. Oh, you know, it's time. We got to take a break for a minute. We're like 5 minutes over. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Tantra Cafe. I'm Laurie Hamlers, your host. This is supposedly my farewell show, and I say supposedly because at this point, who knows? So stay tuned. We're just going to have a minor station break and we'll be right back.
Are you feeling like you just don't get it? All this talk about sex and love, love and sex? Feeling like all people ever think about and talk about is sex? Maybe you are longing for a more spiritual sexual connection. Hey, maybe you are just totally confused about all of it. Lori Handler's new book, Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy, puts the innocence and love back into sex, and it gives Tantra the respect it truly deserves. In this book, you will discover a wonderful meditation on self-love. You will also find fun new ways to develop an intimacy with yourself, whether or not you have a partner. And now, for only $19.99, you can get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy. Right now, go to www.sexandhappiness.com and order your copy. Give yourself the gift.
That's sexandhappiness.com.
Where will you be in October, on October 24th, 2009? I'm inviting you to join me at the Fort Lauderdale Film Festival for the U.S. premiere of Tantric Tourist, an award-winning comedy about 10 people who accompany me, Lori Handler, on a tour of India. This is a road trip movie that makes a difference. It's got depth, it's got soul, and it will certainly take you places you've never been before. So please join me for this amazing event coming up soon. That's October 24th, 2009, Tantric Tourist at the Fort Lauderdale Film Festival. I want to also let you know that the film has won awards in every festival that it's been in so far, in Europe and even in Mexico, and this is its first showing in the United States. So for more information, go to www.tantrictourist.com. You can see a trailer of the film there, and you can find out more information like playing times in the film festival by going to FortLauderdaleFilmFestival.com. Well, everybody, I'm back. You're listening to Tantra Cafe, and I'm having an uproarious time tonight. This is supposed to be my final show on this station, on this beloved station, BBSRadio.com, and all kinds of things are happening. My station manager and owner is saying, you know, don't go, baby, don't go. I love it. And, like, what woman doesn't want to hear that? And and Seth, my technician who puts all my shows together, my commercials together, he's like, you know, he's a part of it, and he's telling me he's using tantric practices that he's heard on my show. So, I mean, I'm getting so enrolled here. So I understand, I have a couple of guests that have called in, and I understand I have another caller on the line. Michael Conrad, are you there? Michael? Oh, maybe we lost him. I don't know. Hello?
Hello?
Michael, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. I'm here.
Okay. Great. Okay. Well, listen, I mean, this is supposed to be my last night on this show, and I've asked people to call in and share something they've learned about Tantra from me, or share something they've heard on the show that made a difference to them, anything. And, you know, here you're on. Here we go. What do you want to share or ask, actually?
Wow. For me, Tantra has been helping me get back inside my body and just feeling myself, feeling every part of my body. And then from there, everything else has started working in my life again.
Wow, Michael, that's fabulous. You know, it's really, it's
yeah.
Great. Now, you
I
and
used
I...
To be,
what?
I mean, for all the... For, you know, obviously, but for the people listening, I used to be only spiritual in my head, first with Christianity, and then getting into yoga and meditation and that sort of thing, but I was never really inside my body. And I always had ideas about what I was supposed to be without feeling myself just as I was, without trying to change anything. So for me, since I've known you, and I feel like I'm back inside my body again, and that's been the best thing for me.
Well, Michael, that's really, that's a fabulous testament, really, to Tantra. And, you know, how we met, do we know each other now, a couple, 3 years? 3 years, maybe, we know each other.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget meeting you. I mean, meeting you was a very profound experience in my life.
I had the sensation when I met you that I would be involved with you in some way in my life. And even though we came across the whole country and we moved around a lot, it happened just like I felt. But I'm still, now we're both living in Phoenix, Arizona, Scottsdale, and yeah, it's been great.
Yeah, what a great journey. Thanks so much for being in my life. You know, really,
yeah, thank you. Thank you.
That's great. Hey, listen, we have another caller. I think Jim Alfaro is on the line. Jim, are you there?
Hi. Hello, Miss Laurie.
How you doing, Jim?
I am doing fantastic. How are you doing? What's this I hear about your last show? You can't do that.
That's what they're saying over here on this show. They're saying, Don and Seth, who belong to BBS Radio, they're saying, you know, or who BBS Radio belongs to, they're saying that they're not hearing it. They're not having any of me leaving this show. So, you know, I got an offer, you know, from another company that has an internet show but also has 40 shows on terrestrial radio. And so, you know, they were promising to, like, drive traffic to my internet show from people who drive, you know, in the morning or whatever. You know, people listen to radio in their car and stuff like that. So, you know, I feel this is a growth opportunity for me. I can't talk about that station right now on this station, but felt it a growth opportunity. I said yes. And then when I called these guys to tell them, you know, they were like, no, you can't leave. Let's just say there are a few offers on the table that will probably allow me to have it all. There's no exclusive right. Like, I can do my show on this station and then broadcast it on the other. So I feel like it's going to be a tremendous win-win situation.
I do podcast your old shows that I do miss.
Yeah.
Say this? What?
I said I do podcast your shows that I do miss.
Oh, that's so great. So you podcast them from, have you gone on iTunes to podcast them?
Or?
Wow, yeah, that just happened. It just happened, my podcast on iTunes. It's so cool.
That is great. And, you know, Glory and I are still really looking forward to seeing you and Michelle out here on the West Coast.
Woo-hoo.
Going out here. Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Hey, baby, I'm good. Hey, I want to hear a story or two from you about Tantra and what's happening in your life because of the work you've done with Butterfly Workshops, with Lori, or from listening to the podcast. What's happening, baby?
You know, I'm like a different person now. I use my voice a lot more when I'm not breathing smogged air. I'm to the point now where I step on toes at work regularly because I speak my mind and I don't sit there and hold back anymore.
Wow, that's so good.
I do have the respect of a few people for that. Some people don't like it so much because they're used to, you know, pushing people around, but, you know, I've set that groundwork that you can't do that to me.
So good.
Wow.
Yeah, and Glory and I have taken that little class we did with Om probably to a new level. All Glory really has to do to me is just kind of look at me and show me the tip of her finger.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. We've probably taken it to a new level. You'd probably laugh if the way we behave with each other.
That's so hot, though. You know, you had an article. I mean, I sent you some journalists, there was an article on you in GQ last summer, wasn't there?
Yes, there was. Actually, we have a copy of that. And, you know, it's kind of funny. I've I've seen that article in a couple of different places. And it's just kind of really cool to recognize the cover and flip through it and you know, and read it and see it there. And Gloria had one not too long ago in another women's magazine, which was really cool.
Yeah, it's because of Tantra. Yeah, I mean, you two have just so... You've actually... I mean, it seems to me that you've totally transformed your relationship into a whole different paradigm.
Yeah, I mean, we've... You know, I mean, it's a day at work, you know, work in progress day to day, but, you know, overall, it's been really fantastic. And I've been a change in myself as well, you know, from keeping my mouth shut to, you know, letting it hang out. And
so good.
I don't hold back, you know. There's a lot of people at my work, they cringe when they see me coming to meetings.
Because you're going to open your mouth.
Oh, definitely.
Listen, we used to have to take a hammer to you, you know, like to get a word out. Now they're cringing. I love it, Jim. Thanks so much. What a great expression, really.
Thank
well,
you.
Well, give our love. Oh, what? What else? Did you say something else?
Oh yeah, and thank you to Michelle too. And we're looking forward to seeing you two on the West Coast. And I've run into a lot of people. They could really use Lori Handlers out here, believe me.
Great.
Well, you know, I'm in Phoenix, so it's just a hop. It's like, you know, it's just a hop, skip, and a jump. Michelle's going to be in Phoenix soon. Krishna's in Phoenix. Michael Conrad, the guest who was just on the line, he's in Phoenix. I mean, we're in Phoenix, you know, we're in Phoenix. Well, we're physically immortal, which is a whole other thing. I didn't, you know, two of my favorite shows that I did on BBS Radio were my shows with Jim, Bernie, and Chuck about physical immortality and breaking through the death-oriented culture, the attachment and the acceptance of death. Like, death is big business. So those are great shows, and that's what we're all doing in Phoenix. We came to learn more about physical immortality and how to honor our bodies in such a way, our tantric bodies, in such a way that they don't have to die, they don't have to dissolve. So that's what we're doing here. And you know, hey, maybe you guys can come over here and find out.
Yeah, not that far away.
It goes hand in hand. Hey, and you know, something else I wanted to say tonight. I'm piloting my first course with teenagers next Sunday, September 13th, right here in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm teaching teenagers about sex and sexual energy containment. And they're ages 12 to 18. No, sorry, 12 to 17. And they're kind of all in different stages of growth and development. And a few of them are like jock type kids and real popular, and, you know, and then popular in the school theater and stuff. And then I got some egghead kids and, you know, real intellectual types. And they're all about eight teenagers are coming to learn about Tantra from me and sexuality and sensuality, and their parents are sighing a breath of relief that they don't have to do it. And I'm exalted in the fact that I'm finally going to like teach people in a formidable age so that they don't have to go through what we went through.
Yeah, no, I totally understand. I mean, I wish I had some of the tools that you taught when I was, you know, 16, 17, 18 years old.
Right.
No, I actually...
Yeah, Jim. Go ahead.
I have a friend in a roundabout way that I sent him a copy of the Four Agreements, and he's like 19 years old, and he's read it like three times already, and he's living it, which is something that I wish that I had when I was, you know, 19 years old.
Right. Me too. Michelle, what do you want to say? Because we're going to go for a break, so what do you want to say?
I was just going to say real quickly, for all the stuff I was doing when I was in my teens and my early 20s, I would have had so much more fun doing that if I would have had Tantra so I could have set boundaries and known when to say yes, known when to say no, and really just take full responsibility for my sexuality when I was in that, when I was at that time in my life. So I really so honor what you're doing with the teens right now. Good work, Laura.
Thanks. And Jim and Gloria have been doing it with their own boys. They have three boys, twins. How old are the twins?
The twins just turned 11, and Brandon's 12.
Yeah.
Getting ready to go on 13. So he's right in that age group, Lori.
Right. Well, I'd love to come there and work with them. I know Gloria has shared everything with them that I've ever taught. I mean,
yes.
You know, maybe except a puja. But
really, huh?
Anyway, y'all, we got to take a break now. So
okay. Well,
if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Tantra Cafe. I'm Lori Handler as your host. This is supposed to be my farewell show, and I don't know that I'm leaving. I think I'm staying and I'm moving at the same time. Tantra is about having it all. Come right back. We'll stay tuned. We'll be right with you.
If you want financial advice on how to plan for the future, I know exactly who you should call. My friend Jeff DeLone. Jeff's worked with over 300 individuals, professionals, and corporations in the past 20 years. He helps clients develop strategies for estate planning, investments, and retirement. Jeff DeLone is located in Newtown Square, Pennsylvania. But wherever you are in the United States, you can reach Jeff at 610-356-1254. Or you can email him at jdelone@deloanefinancialgroup.com. That's jdelone@deloanefinancialgroup.com.
Securities and investment advisory services are offered through FSC Securities Corporation. Member FINRA SIPC. Jeff DeLone is a registered representative with FSC Securities Corporation. DeLone Financial Group is not.
Hey, this is Laurie Handlers. I'm back. You're listening to Tantra Cafe, a program for spiritual enlightenment. And I'm having a ball tonight. You know, this is supposed to be my farewell show, and it's more like an old home get-together with people that I love. And they're calling in, they're saying the benefits that Tantra has brought to their life. And, you know, really, I'm going to just toot my own horn here. You know, the benefits that came to them from butterfly workshops, which is my teachings, different from other Tantra. You know, I've talked with tons of Tantra teachers in this show. You know, I get a chance to interview all these people and ask them, like, what makes them distinct. And I'd actually like to tell you what makes me distinct. First of all, I give people the basics. It's like karma yoga, sweep the temple steps, do the practices. So the first thing is I give people basic breathing and squeezing practices. I give them practices that are really easy, practices that bypass the mind, and I don't go right for the sex. You know, there are teachers out there, and I've interviewed many of them, the first thing they do is they want to touch the G-spot. Well, thank you very much. Do not put your finger in my yoni to touch my G-spot. I want to breathe first. I want to feel first. I want to feel my body alive. I don't want to interact with another. So I just have to say that, you know, the first part is just learning it and getting it into one's own body, not necessarily with someone else, but with oneself. That's really where I feel the learning begins. The second part is that I teach people how to move in the unknown. I teach people how to do something called Lati Han, which I have a CD about. It's called Shamanic Release in Lati Han. I teach people how to actually move with unprescribed steps in unprescribed ways, letting go of their attachment to every way that it has to be in their life. I also emphasize emotional release. I've laughed many times with my guests on the show, talking about how when I first came to New York, they called me the drill sergeant of Tantra. Listen, I don't mind having that label because, in fact, I make people hit the floor. You've got to, like, pound the floor and yell and scream and build the sexual energy and let go, witness letting go of the things, the baggage, the things that are stored in your body, in your sex area, that have happened to you, the trauma that's happened to you in your life. You've got to let it go in order to be able to move on. And, you know, another piece of it is really, I have to say, the difference between my tantra and other people's tantra is that I really do have you honor your life, whether you're sexual or not, whether you have a partner or not, whether you're in relationship or not, who cares? Whether you're in a same-sex relationship or a poly relationship, any relationship, I don't care. You can practice tantra and you can breathe in a certain way and honor another being and honor, but first your own being. Just different. I don't put the emphasis on being with another. I don't think it's necessary. I think it's possible to be in a tantra lifestyle with yourself. So those are some of the things that distinguish my work from other people's work, Butterfly Workshops. You can go to butterflyworkshops.com. You can go to tantracafe.com and find the archives of my shows. Of course, you can get them here on BBS Radio. I'm planning to work with people with disabilities, like people who are wheelchair afflicted, people who just for one reason or another are on permanent disabilities, and they don't know if they can be sexual. They don't know if they can feel anything. I really do believe that tantra can open up the connections in the brain and have you begin to feel again, whoever you are, who have disabilities. So that's after the teenagers come people with disabilities. I said earlier you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. I'm always posting something. I want to remind people that I have a film opening. We shot a film in India 3 years ago called Tantric Tourists. And it's a funny, hysterical documentary with me with 10, 11 people going to India searching for the answer. And I would love to have you in Fort Lauderdale on October 24th, 2009 to see the show. And if you can't make it, what I heard today, just a little earlier than the show, is that it's going to be available on DVD really soon, maybe in time for October 24th, so you can get a copy. If you order it on Facebook, on Tantric Tourists on Facebook, you can get a 33% discount on your copy pre-production. And even if you can get the 33% discount, I'm going to ask you to make a contribution to the people who made the film. It's an amazing film. You won't be sorry even if you pay full price. So that said, anybody who's on my on the line now, anything you want to say? Michelle, you still there?
Yeah, Lori, I'm here.
Anything you want to
share?
There
is something I'd like to say about what you said about what makes butterfly tantra different, and when you were speaking about no prescribed way to have relationship or with who or with whom or that is, that with the practices that we give in our courses,
yeah,
that there's a wholeness and a completeness in one's own self, in myself. Since I've done tantra 12 years now, there's a wholeness and completeness and way less needy of someone else's approval or attention. I know how to make myself happy anytime, anywhere. And you've said it, I've said it, if we're gonna breathe anyway, we might as well breathe and squeeze and get happy.
Uh-huh.
And to take that and know that it's literal, it's like a literal transformation that happens when the baggage starts getting dumped. And the Michael Conrad said it earlier about really being in his body. When we all get in our bodies, we start looking less out of ourselves for our wholeness. And so that happens in Butterfly Tantra.
that's what happens in our courses.
Thanks, Michelle. Thanks so much. It's so great to have that reiterated. Well, we're just coming to the top of the hour, so I want to let people know you can reach me at butterflyworkshops.com, Laurie at butterflyworkshops.com. You can reach me at on Facebook, Laurie Handlers, on Twitter, Laurie Handlers. You can go to my blog on blogger.com. I think it's called Butterfly. I also want to remind you about my book, Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy. You can get a copy by going to butterflyworkshops.com, or you can go to sexandhappiness.com. You've got to spell out and. You can't use that little sign. I don't know what that sign is called. People know what that's called. I don't know what that's called. You can go there. You can get a copy of my book or my CD. There's a bunch of different things. There's a lot happening. There's a lot. I also encourage you to go to One Tantra. You know, there's a whole new website about Tantra called OneTantra.com. And you should go there. If you're somebody, you know, looking around, wondering, curious, you can go to that. I have a show with Moses Ma that was fantastic about his vision about transforming the world one bedroom at a time. In the meantime, I want to let you know that my vision is women and men dancing in eternal ecstasy on earth now. And everything I do is really about bringing that vision into reality. So all my listeners this evening and for any time in the past or any time to come, I honor you. I thank you so much for my sponsors. Now, in the past, or any time to come, I thank you so much. I have so much gratitude to Don and Seth. I thank you so much for being, like, the most amazing producers and directors and technicians that I've had so far that I've experienced, and your support and love. And to Michelle, I honor you for teaching the courses with me, for creating yourself new in all occasions, really walking the talk of Tantra. I thank you so much. And everyone who called tonight, thank you so much. This is Laurie Handlers. I'm saying namaste from Tantra Cafe.